Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Mean Alive, and I am the host for today, who about your Octave of Brooklyn, New York. Our beloved minister, our beloved Imam Alpha Muhammad, had called me earlier and asked me to stand in for him once again. And I want to thank our Imam, Imam Alpha Muhammad, for giving me the opportunity to represent him and his message of Religion Mean Alive. He's a good friend of mine. I have traveled with him, and I've worked with him on many occasions, and I appreciate the stands that Imam Alpha Muhammad takes, because there are very few imams that has taken the stance of trying to reach the poor souls and spirits of the African-American black man and woman that is still down and need to be lifted up. But before I begin, I always like to begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I open that witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worth the worship of God and God alone. And we have been blessed to see and understand that that God that only need to be worshipped, or that is to be worshipped alone and associate no part with him, is the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And his proper name in our holy book is Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. And we bear witness that he's the one that sent all the prophets to humanity from the beginning of time, Adam, all the way up to the last prophet, Muhammad, born 1,435 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, the last of the prophets. He's the seal of the prophet and one of the great messengers from Almighty God Allah to humanity. And I'd like to give you the greetings of all of those prophets. Of peace be unto you. Of assalamu alaikum. And I once again like to thank Imam Alpha Muhammad for allowing me this opportunity to represent him. And I think that God have blessed me to understand Imam Alpha and what he's trying to do in a way that I can be beneficial in helping him do these things, because I appreciate what Imam Alpha, the position that he have taken. It's kind of unique to many and a lot of the imams that are still existing as imams in our community that say that they follow the leadership of Imam Muhammad. Because Imam Muhammad, brothers and sisters, those of you who are listening, never did Imam Muhammad separate himself from the nation of Islam. Matter of fact, when he came into office and when he came to New York, I was there, and when he was talking so strongly about his position and what God is getting ready to invest him to do as the new leader, Farrakhan was there. Minister Farrakhan was there. Captain Yusuf Shah was there. Ali Rice, most of all the big-time laborers that were ministers and captains and secretaries, especially among the FOI, they was there. And Imam W.D. Muhammad said something that shook all of us up when he said he'll set Farrakhan down. If he had to, couldn't nobody stand him back up? Now, that was a big shock. Why is I'm coming at you like this right now? Because we see that there's still a lot of effort among those that say we followed the honor of Elijah Muhammad, and we followed Imam Wahdi Muhammad when he came into the leadership after the death of his father. But there's many shows on like this one here. This Block Talk show is Religion Means a Lie. And if you listen to Imam Alfred's show yesterday, he gave an excellent position that he have taken in keeping religion alive, the way that religion is supposed to be alive in the heart, the soul, and the minds and the spirit of all people, regardless of what nationality or race you belong to. If you have the right perception and understanding of what real religion is, then you will become a live human being. We're not created animals. We're not cows and pigs and goats and donkeys and camels and sheep. We're human beings. We're human beings. And the way that Imam Alpha Muhammad presents his program, I appreciate it, because he is talking to that human being that exists in us, that call ourselves human beings. And he have recognized, without a shadow of doubt, I know he have recognized, that religion is what keeps that human being alive. The abstract human being, that's the real human being. Your spirit, your soul, your disposition in your thinking, your rational and logical mind and makeup. That's the real human being. And when religion affects the human being, the religion that God gave the human being, not any religion. See, because this is what is wrong in the world today. We got people giving their ideas and their concept of what religion is. But who's better able to give us the understanding of what religion is better than the one that created us and gave us our religion from the beginning? It is Almighty God, Creator, that created the white man. He created the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. That is the God that we're talking about. And he is the one that say he has perfected a certain religion. And that religion, we have to tell you, is the religion of Islam. Now, we know in this Christian society, those of us that might not be familiar with the religion of Islam, we mostly have been dominated or influenced heavily by the Judeo-Christian religion. But like myself, Imam Alpha Muhammad, and many of us, we came out of the church of Christianity. We came out of the religion of Christianity. And we have been blessed to see and understand that all the prophets of God, from Adam to the last one, Muhammad, and in between those prophets from Adam to Muhammad, there was many, 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 many prophets. Allah, matter of fact, says to us in our holy book, most of them is not even named or mentioned in the scripture. That's how many have been sent. But there's major prophets that the whole world is familiar with. And I'm just going to name a few because those are the ones that really most of the people is really familiar with. And those popular ones is Adam, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, David, Solomon, Lot, you know, Noah, and a lot of people in this part of the world, they're not familiar with the last prophet that God sent. And that is Muhammad of Arabia, born 1,435 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. That's the prophet that we follow in the religion called El-Islam. Not Islam, El-Islam. Because God, in revealing the holy book that we believe in called the Quran, the book that came to correct the wrong understanding that people came into by the hypocritical people of knowledge of religion during the time of Moses, those people that had knowledge of the religion that Moses brought to free them, and out of the captivity of Pharaoh's hands, the people that, the book that Jesus Christ brought to continue the work of Moses, and Moses continued the work of Abraham, and Abraham continued the work of his father Adam. All of these prophets is connected, brothers and sisters, and they are reconnected based on religion. The religion that God says is the religion for all humans, and that is the religion of El-Islam. Now, if you're a Christian, like many of my relatives and my friends is Christian, because I was a Christian for 25 years of my life. And I became a Muslim at the age of 25. And that's when I was introduced and started becoming familiar with the religion that God says the religion of all the prophets. And that is the religion of El-Islam, religion of peace. And we know now that when many of the Christian Jews and Buddhists and Hindus and things, when they look at the world community of Muslim people that call themselves Muslim, we have been more misrepresented in this day and time than any other religion. But El-Islam is the correct religion if it's given to you properly. And that's what I appreciate Imam Alpha Muhammad doing. See, Imam Alpha is sticking to that religion that means alive, because it is the prophets that God sent into the world with his religion, from Adam all the way up to the last one, Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. And this is the religion that was taken away from us. People that call themselves, we didn't call ourselves, outsiders called us that. These names, the slave master called us black people and Negroes and colored. and other offensive names such as apes and monkeys and swines and baboons and things. They call us all of those names. But God gave a name to his human creation that can't nobody take away from him. He said, we're human. We're human. All of us, no matter what color you are, you're human. The real person is the human person, and that is the person that's on the inside of you, which is called aspect or the spiritual person. That's the real person. And it's Almighty God that say he is the one that gave us that life as human, and he would be the one that would stand us up in that life, strengthen us in that life, through what? Through his religion that he gives to us to do the job of straightening it up and blessing us to reach our promised human destiny. It is religion that God says that he has perfected and give to all human beings. And that is the religion of Islam. That was the religion of Adam. That was the religion of Abraham. That was the religion of Noah. That was the religion of Moses, Jesus Christ, all the prophets that you can think of. There's only one religion coming from the one creator who created the creation, the animal life, the plant life, the marine life, and the highest form of life is the human life. He's the one that says everything in creation is a Muslim. It's a Muslim. He instructed Muhammad the prophet, the last of the prophets, to tell the world he created all human beings Muslims, and it's your circumstances and your environment and your mothers and your fathers that make you other than a Muslim. And God say he made us all Muslim. Muslim is simply another word for human being. When Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet Christ Jesus, he said, I and you, and you and me. And he was talking about something that is a property of all human beings. Every human being on this earth, no matter what religion, nationality, or color, or creed you belong to, you have the same thing that Christ Jesus say that he have in him, and that was in the Father. He said, I and you and me, we are both in the Father. Now, the misguided Christian leaders that read this in the Bible, they misunderstood what Christ Jesus was saying when he said, I and you and me, and I'm in the Father, we both in the He's not talking about God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between, because Almighty God, he's not no physical father of nobody. He don't have no wife. He don't have no mother. He don't have no father, sisters, or brothers, aunts, or uncles. He's God and God alone. So when Imam Alfred, when he comes with this knowledge that he has been blessed to get from our beloved leader, Imam Wahid Muhammad, you need to listen to what he's really saying when he say religion mean alive, and he's absolutely right. Can't nobody argue with that. The scholars can't argue with that. Now, I'm gonna debate a minute, but I heard Imam Alfred put out a challenge to Minister Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, all of these, T.J. Jakes, Joel Osteen, all of these philosophers and scholars of this day and time. He challenged them to talk about what we are talking about now, about religion being alive, meaning alive, and that religion is the saving force. That's the position that Imam Alfred Muhammad know and understand, that it is religion that is the savior for humanity. Religion. The religion that God say is based upon the nature of every human being. Deen al-Fitra. This religion called al-Islam, that's the nature that you're built upon. And this religion comes from that nature. Please understand what I'm saying. So I can appreciate, and I know those of us that study, appreciate Imam Alfred Muhammad when he come on and said religion means alive, and he have four steps that he represent: culture, education, politics, and religion. I think that might be. I know. I know. It's in that category.
But he had four steps that he used, four positions that he comes from. Every Sunday, he talk on either one of those positions. It's based on and it's under the title, Religion Mean a Lie. Religion Mean a Lie. So when you hear Imam Alfred talk about religion mean a lie, he's not talking off the top of his head. This man is a student, a scholar, a devout student of the son of the honored Elijah Muhammad. He was a follower of the honored Elijah Muhammad before he became a follower of his son. And he takes this thing very seriously like I do. Move up your octave. I take it very seriously like Imam Muhammad takes religion seriously. And like Imam Alpha Muhammad take religion seriously. And like any good person that really wants to help our people to see and understand what have happened to them because of misunderstanding of the religion that was given to them called Christianity. The misunderstanding of those people who call themselves Christian, they did not understand their own scripture. So this is the reason why, dear beloved listening audience, you have to appreciate the program Religion Mean a Lie. And if you listen closely to what Imam Alfred is saying, he is saying the same thing that all the prophets of God was ordered to say by God, and that is that we have to see the human being in the perception and the concept that God created us to be seen in. And you can only see the human being in its full reality of what a human being is by accepting the religion that brings that human being life into existence. Religion means a lie. Religion means a lie. Think about that. Religion means a lie. And we know that there's people call religion opium of the people, and it is. And the reason why that a lot of people is turned off from religion because religion has been presented wrong to them. It has been presented to oppress their human spirit, to oppress their human intellect, their human soul, and their human rational and logical thinking. Who did this here with religion? It was the enemy that knew the power of religion. They studied religion. Don't you know the shaitan? Imam Muhammad says, there has been people that has been around before scripture was put in writing, before scripture was put on the pages. There was people fighting to keep the human being from reaching his and her destiny that God wants them to reach as a human being. And God gave us the religion. Religion is what will help you to get to the promised human destiny. Religion. Using brother, no, politics. No, politics. Politics is not more, and matter of fact, politics, it wouldn't be no politics if we didn't have religion, because the highest science that you can have as a human being is religious science. And politics is a science. And all of these sciences that we see that help men to develop and grow and build, it started and got its birth from religion. Religion. What religion? The religion that God say he perfected is the religion for all of humanity. And so happened that religion is Islam. No matter what you hear or see on the news, trying to discredit the religion called Islam, Islam properly. They can't do it. They can't do it. Because Islam is the religion that God has perfected. You can't unperfect what God has perfected. There ain't nobody on this earth got that kind of power. All nations together can join in to try to make this religion other than what God said it is. It ain't going to never happen. Because God has the power to say, kum fi kum, be, and it is. And that's what it's going to be. It be what God said it is. Not what man, not what no black man said it is, no white man said it is, no white, no red man, no yellow man, no brown man. It ain't what you said it is. It's what God, Almighty God, said it is. The creator of the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Religion means a lie. Religion means a lie. If you really, brothers and sisters, want to get your life, let your life together, you have to focus on what God have established for us to build ourselves upon. God said, and recreate yourself in our holy book. God said, recreate yourself with the building blocks that God has made available to you. Huh? We can recreate ourselves. We call it a recreation. That's the shaitan taking you and giving you a wrong concept and understanding of what recreation. You can recreate yourself only, though, by following the steps and the guidance that God gives you to recreate yourself and not just get caught up in recreation, which they have made nothing but having a good time. No, recreate yourself. That's recreation. Recreate yourself. Yourself. Because God says to us in our holy book, save yourself and save your family. Save yourself and save your family. Your saving force is in you. It's already in you. God put it in you. But you have to be made aware, and you have to be shown to how to connect that to that saving force in you. And this is what religion means alive. When the religion become alive to you, then in the religion that is designed to bring all human life to where God wanted it to be to reach this human destiny, you have to have that religion that is called religion mean alive. Because it's through religion given to you in the right understanding that will bring life to your rational thinking, your moral thinking, the right perception, the right understanding, and the right position of the heart, the soul, and the mind working together to help and aid you to reach your promised human destiny. This has to be done through religion. And the religion can't be any kind of religion. It has to be the religion that God says that will give you life, an abundance of life. Ain't that what Jesus Christ said he come to do? He didn't say nowhere in, I don't see nowhere in scripture what Jesus said he come to bring death. He said, I come to bring and give you life, and life in abundance. But we know that the hypocrites and the deceivers, they come and give you the idea that you don't have that kind of power within your own self to redeem yourself, that you got to have someone to die for you, someone that have to, the force has to come from without, from outside of you to save you. And you ain't got the power to save yourself. But that's not what God says to us in our holy book and in our religion of Islam. And that's the reason why Imam Alpha Muhammad see and understand religion mean alive. And I do too. And many of us that have followed the leadership of Imam Wahid Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, for the 33 years that he was alive teaching this religion, we know and understand how to bring life back to the human being, because we have been connected back to the God that was taken away from us when they brought us over here and put us into slavery. Don't you know, you African-American black man and woman, I have to use that terminology, I'm talking to my people here, who belong to people that was kidnapped off the continent of Africa and was brought from Africa and put in South America, Central America, West Indian Island, and here in the United States, North America. We are the family tree of Africa, and we were brought here and put into slavery. And those of us that came through the slave trade, we lost our connection with our identity, how we identified ourselves as a human being on the continent of Africa before we were brought, our ancestor was brought to the New World and made slaves to serve the white man and other races of people outside of our race. We were made to be the water carrier, the woodcutters and the water carrier for all the rest of the people
according to the what they say the Bible say. That's why it's important to know that religion means alive, and not any religion. The religion that God have established to bring life to the soul, the heart, the spirit, the mind, and the rational, logical sense and makeup of the human being. So we was, our ancestors were put in a situation, and our culture was taken away from us, our language was taken away from us, our tradition was taken away from us, but most of all, our God, the God that we worship on the continent of Africa, that came through the religion of Al-Islam. Al-Islam came upon that continent, being taught by Muhammad the Prophet of Arabia, the way he taught the religion of Al-Islam that went into the hearts of the people that was in Mecca first, his own people. He had to deal with them to get them to see and understand that God is one. He has no associate. He has no partner. He has no mother, no father. Never was he a baby. You can't kill God. You can't baptize God. God is God and God alone. He needs no help from any of his creation. All of his creation needs his help and his protection and his mercy. That was the God that spoke to Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, born in Mecca, and made him the last of the prophets to complete the mission of all the prophets and cause the world to see the works that God set before him and what their main purpose was, and that was to call the people to the worship of the one true God and to serve that God over everything else in your life. And we are not to make any graven images of God. We're not to make any likeness of God from the heavens above or from the earth beneath or from the water beneath the earth. Make no graven image of God. No, God is not a man. He's not a white man. He's not a black man. He's not a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. No. He is the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. So religion means alive, meaning that it is a life germ in this religion that would bring to life any human being, no matter what station of life you is living upon, whether you're rich, whether you're educated, whether you're poor, whether you're a celebrity or non-celebrity, even if people don't even know nothing about you. If you hear this religion and it's given to you properly, you will accept in your heart, your soul, and your mind that this is the religion, it has to be the religion for all human beings. And there's only one God, one creator, that give a religion that can fool the hearts and the soul of every human being on this earth. When they give it to them properly, it would bring them alive in their human potential so they can reach their human promised destiny in that potential that God himself put there. And that is the religion of our fathers. And this is the religion of Islam, the religion of all the prophets that ever walked upon the planet Earth. God only gives one religion. God is not a God that's going to give religion to one race and another religion to another race and another religion to another race and another religion to another. No, God gives us one common religion. And that religion is enough to bring the human being brain, because after all, what did God say was the greatest of his creation? He said the greatest creation of all the creation that I created in the world is the human brain, the human intellect, the human brain. Huh? That's what God said. I want to share now with you some teachings. Commentary and talk that Imam Muhammad gave on gave to us as and when he came into the office to get us to see and understand the right perception of God and to get the leaders of the world, the scholars and the so-called political leaders to see that this world has been led wrong. We have been following the wrong Jesus Christ, the wrong Moses, the wrong Muhammad, the wrong Abraham, the wrong Noah, the wrong Adam, You say, how can we, what do you mean the wrong one? Because we see now and understand. And Imam Muhammad, not only just him, it was sincere men and women that studied scripture. They can, what Imam said, because they know that Imam is back in contact with the word of God that gave life to Adam, that gave life to Noah, that gave life to Abraham, that gave life to Moses, that gave life to Christ Jesus, that gave life to the last of the prophet Muhammad. It is God's word that gives life to the human being. And that is what religion is all about. It's about the real word of God, the word that gives life to those that have become dead morally, spiritually, and mentally. Religion means alive, dear beloved people. And this is the religion that we are talking about from the show called Religion Means Alive, and the host of that show is Imam Alpha Muhammad. And I'm just one of his good friends that he trusts to stand in for him. My name is Brother Mubashir Akhtar. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm a good friend of Imam Alpha Muhammad, and we're both fighting in the cause of Al-Islam, the cause of Al-Islam, because we know that Al-Islam, it is the religion of Al-Islam that God gave to the whole humanity to bring them back alive. And the religion that he say means life and abundance. That Christ Jesus say he come to give. And when he came to give life and life in abundance, he come to give you the life that God established a human being upon. His pattern, Deen al-Fitr, the religion that you establish upon is the, your nature. And that's what Jesus Christ was saying when he said, I and you and me, we got the same nature. And that is the nature to want to obey God and follow the guidance of God over everything else in our life, Prophet represented. He represented that mind, that heart, and that spirit that gave himself totally to God without letting anything come in between him and God. And so did Muhammad the prophet, the last of the prophet. All of the prophets took that position. But the outstanding one we see in this day and time, we recognize that position in the, that we all have in us. We see it in Abraham. I mean, we see it in Abraham. Yes, we do. And we see it in Christ Jesus. And we see it in Muhammad the prophet. And all of them as prophets and messengers coming from the one and the same God, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. Imam Muhammad says, the importance of the environment. He says when inner life starts to fall, it needs a suitable environment in which to form and to grow. The environment is a major factor in determining the kind of life we would have in the future. Although this is the knowledge that has been revealed in religion. Y'all hear that? In religion. This knowledge has been revealed in religion. Imam Muhammad said, the doctors of social science in the Western world, credit for you, man is a product of his physical parents, and he is also a product of his environment. The great concern in religion, Imam Muhammad says, the great concern in religion is to protect us from our forefathers as well as from our environment. Y'all listen to that. I'm going to read this again for the scholars, mainly hoping that they are listening to Religion Mean a Lie. Imam Muhammad said, the great concern in religion is to protect us from our forefathers as well as from our environment. He says, when people go astray from the truth and from the natural path towards God, God reveals the truth to one of his chosen ones, messenger or prophet. Then the messenger or prophet begins to direct the society back in the right path, and eventually he reforms, remakes the society. Imam says, before we can correct the problem of society, we must first correct the problem in ourselves. You don't hear that? Imam Muhammad says, if we are not careful, the problem of society. If we're not careful, the problems that we have inherited from our forefathers will influence our environment. they will shape the environment in the wrong form, and we will be forever caught in the mistakes of the past. Can't you see this is what is happening right now? Right now, this is what's going on right now. We're caught up in the past. And religion is for the future. It moves forward, not backward. We can go back, as the imam said. It's good to go back. But make sure that when you go back with the guidance of God. Because if you go back without the guidance of God and try to come forward, when you come forward, you'll come out in darkness. But if you go back with the guidance of God and come out with the guidance of God, you'll come out in the light. And this is what religion being alive is about. Yes, Imam Alpha Muhammad, he talks about going back. Going back to what? That original nature that established Abraham and his time, that original nation that established Moses and Jesus and Muhammad, peace be upon all of them, and their time. So the Imam Muhammad said, they will shape the environment. He said, before we can correct the problem of society, we must first correct the problem in ourselves. If we're not careful, the problems that we have inherited from our forefathers will influence our environment. They will shape the environment in the wrong form, and we will be forever caught in the mistakes of the past. America needs to take heed of that. The white man's children, the Caucasian, artificial mentality that wants to hold on to the past and try to take us back into the past where they've seen themselves as victorious over every other people on the planet Earth because they believe that God was in the image looking like them, with blonde hair and blue eyes, but his identity was that of a Jew. Now, don't misunderstand what Mubashir is saying here. We are not going into racism. We are way above that. We know how to kill racism. And if you would listen to shows like Imam Alpha Muhammad, Religion Mean Alive, I have a show called A Message of Concern, a show called The Lifeline, AM360. We have people that followed the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he was alive. And we followed the leadership of Imam Deputy Muhammad. Because Imam Muhammad, in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they're never alive in the Muslim that truly understood the works of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the works of Imam Muhammad. They live in us right now. And it's going to continue to live in us to the end of this earth. So Imam Muhammad said, if we're not careful, the problems that we have inherited from our forefathers will influence our environment. They will shape the environment in the wrong form, and we will be forever caught in the mistakes of the past. This is how we can help the white man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man. This is how this black man and woman of America can help y'all, if you will listen to us, because God has chosen the descendants of slaves, one of our kind, who was an African during the time of Muhammad the prophet, to go up on top of the house that Abraham built for all people, the wish of the one true God. Him and his son Ishmael built that house called the Kaaba. Pretty soon you will find millions going to what they call the Hajj, to that house that our father Abraham and his son Ishmael built for all people. We, the descendants of slaves that was born here in the United States of America, that became Muslims under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and were turned over into the hands of his son, Imam Wahdi Muhammad. We have what it takes to help humanity, the whole humanity, reach the promised human destiny, because God has chosen us to do that work, and that is to call the whole of humanity back to the oneness and the worship of the one true God, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. Jesus Christ never told nobody he was God, dear Christian brothers and sisters. We can't continue to let you think like that. We have to correct you because we have been instructed by our Muhammad, the prophet, our prophet of Islam and for the world, the last of the prophets, to help your brother and your sister when they are in the wrong. And the question was put to him, how can you help somebody in the wrong, dear Holy Father? He said, stop them from being wrong. Stop them from doing wrong. And it's wrong for any man or woman. I don't care what religion you belong to. It's wrong for you to say that God have a son and that God came in the person of any human being. No. God is God and God alone. He has no mother, no father, sister, brothers, aunt, or uncle. He's the creator of the mother, the father, the sister, the brother, and the uncle. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Christ Jesus Christ prayed to that God. How do I know this here? Because when I read my Christian Bible, I read it a long time ago before I knew anything about Islam. I prayed what Jesus Christ asked to show them how to pray, and he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he began to pray himself. Now, we know Christ Jesus wasn't no crazy man, where he going to just say a prayer to himself and ask him, and he couldn't get himself out of the situation that he was in, but he knew there was a higher power, the one that spoke to his heart, soul, and mind, and sent him in the world as his messenger and prophet. That's the one that he prayed to, and that's the one that we as Muslims pray to. So don't think that we don't believe in Christ Jesus. We follow Christ Jesus. We don't worship him, though. We follow the best that was in him and the best that was in Abraham, the best that was in Moses, the best that was in Adam, the best that was in Noah, the best that was in Lot and Solomon, and the best that was in the last of the prophet Muhammad. We follow all of that. We follow all of that because we all have the same God. That's why God told Muhammad the prophet to tell the Christian and the Jew, you and I, y'all, we all have the one and the same God, because it's not the one that created the sun, the moon, the star, and everything in between. So Imam Muhammad said, if we are not careful, the problems that we have inherited from our forefather will influence our environment. They will shape the environment in the wrong form. And we will be forever caught in the mistakes of the past. America, you may say, America was born with the mind from the land of Europe. It took on a new freedom, but it took on the same old desire as its forefathers had. The English forefathers of America went into the lands of the dark races and brought back human beings to Europe in America for use as beasts of burden. These strange and ugly things that we see in the history of the West are the things that work to give birth to the American spirit. Y'all listen. Email said, we are first looking at the strong influences in the Western environment that have worked to form the American spirit. Later, we're going to identify the American spirit. To identify a person, y'all listen, please. Email said, to identify a person, you must relate him to a certain environment or to a certain relationship. If you put everything together and see all of the elements as one, there is no identity. But when you separate things and see them in their relationship to each other, can see their individual identity. And the Imam talked about the child of darkness. I hope the leaders is listening to this here talk that I'm giving from our beloved Imam book. I'm reading from his book, one of his book, many of his book, one of the many of his book that God blessed him to share, what God have blessed him to do as the Mujaddid, the one to revive the religion. What religion? The religion of the books. And what books? Judaism, the Old Testament, Christianity, the Injil, the New Testament, the Gospel. And the Quran, the last of the book that was revealed to the last of the prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He's the last in the seal of the prophet. Imam Muhammad says, the child in darkness. He said, because America quickly rose to power as a child, it emerged on the world scene with a kind of innocence that made it more powerful. A reflection of its childlike behavior is that it never considered itself guilty of any wrong it commits. Does that sound like America? Yes, it do. Imam Muhammad said, a child must be taught to say that he is wrong, that he is at fault, or that he made a mistake. Because the child, Imam Muhammad says, because the child wants to measure up to the perfection of his parents. He never says that he is at fault. And Imam Muhammad says America has considered itself to be the nation without spot or blemish. Although as individuals, Americans will admit that they are wrong at times. There seems to be an invisible law more powerful than human life itself telling us not to openly criticize America. Americans have been raised as children to think that their parents as a nation are the only good parents on the face of the earth and that all other nations are bad parents. Y'all hear that? Imam Muhammad says, the learned people and the so-called leaders will not admit that freedom is really absent in America. Imam says, we do not have freedom. We have darkness. Even though you might be physically free, you cannot benefit from that freedom if you cannot see. America has been the darkest country in the world. People have a lot of money, but they cannot enjoy it. People have all kinds of college degrees, but they cannot produce. America is a nation with a history for piling up wealth, power, and knowledge until it reaches the height of Mount Everest. But it is a nation that does not have the strength to keep husband and wife together. Y'all hear that? It does not have the strength to raise its children properly. It does not have the strength to control vandalism. It does not have the strength to keep the college students of the leadership from walking away from the citadel of civilization into the jungles of hell. In the history of America, we see a fast-born child who grew much faster physically than he grew mentally. Imam Muhammad says, do not think that knowledge simply means mental advancement. Y'all hear that? He said, do not think that knowledge simply means mental advancement. You can have all of the knowledge in the Congressional Library and still not have the sense to lace up your shoes or to straighten your tie. The American mentality has been a mentality of a child that just wanted to wear the badge of material achievement as something to show off. America test has come. The social fabric of the society is rocking, and the feds have begun to break apart. Its college-trained leaders do not know how to thread the needle and how to sew the fabric back together again. This tells you beyond a shadow of doubt that the mind of America is the mind of a child. And I have to say this myself, studying the language and the commentary and the text of Imam Muhammad and looking at this Judaic Christian society. Listen to what I'm saying, because America has been dominated from Judaism. The religion called Judaism has influenced the Christian more than any other religion. And we look at the JC, Judaic Christian, that represents a juvenile conscience. A juvenile conscience. That's why they give us Jesus Christ as a baby. They starting all over again in America. And they give us God in the image of a little baby. Adam was never no baby in Scripture. Because Adam means mind. Mind. M-I-N-D. Man means mind. That's what prophets represent. That's what messengers represent. They represent a certain mind, a certain spirit, a certain rational and logical disposition in every human being, male and female. That's why God called him in the Bible, the vicegerent. He's talking about the ruler that he's going to put. That's male and that's female. And it's made more clear in the Quran. It's called the Khalifa, meaning male and female. You can't have a Khalifa without the female. It has to be both male and female. And that was a good example of a picture that we've seen in the nation Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he had a group, a man calling themselves the FOI, and a group of women calling themselves the MGT, and they worked side by side. Because when we came out to our temple meeting, we were sitting down in a dignified manner with suits and ties and
our sister was just decent and with long dress and headpieces. And they weren't sitting in the back of her. They were sitting side by side of her, listening to the preacher up front, calling the minister, teaching us what we call the life-giving teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that's what caused us to stand up as Muslims in America more than anything else. It was the life-giving teaching that we believe that was coming from the honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we believe that he was the messenger to the black man and woman of America. And that was a fact. I ain't going to say no more on that. I want to share with you what the Imam said, real freedom. Real freedom. Because Imam Alpha Muhammad, he followed Imam Muhammad, and so did this brother that you're listening to now, Mubashir Akhtar. We follow the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And that's the reason why Imam Alpha is able to come on every day and every Sunday when he gives his special talk on religion being alive. He ain't going to get no weaker. He going to get stronger. Y'all hear me? My brother Imam Alpha Muhammad not going to get... Now, I know he's a little under the weather. You know, Alpha, he you know, he ain't going to tell you. But I hear you, brother Imam. I know how you know how to bounce back, man. But you take care of yourself, brother Imam, because you've been working hard. And I hear your son on with me, Alpha Muhammad Jr. He's gonna be a great help with you, brother Imam. And so is Joseph. And so is your wonderful wife, Sister Fatima. Your family will help you, brother Imam. Because Muhammad the Prophet, when we look at the example of Muhammad the Prophet, it was the first of his family that helped him. So it is with all of our family. We have to save our family. That's what God says us. Save yourself and save your family. We are family. A family that belongs to the human race. And we, more than any other people, there's no people on this earth that is as far away from racism as those that follow the leadership of the honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. We are the race hater solvers. We know how to solve racism, but this government have a tendency to try to make Islam seem like it's bad, when that's the best thing that ever happened to any human being. They're given a chance to hear the proper deliverance of the religion of Islam. You will become alive as a human being. Perhaps for the first time in your whole life, you will see the truth that Jesus Christ said you need to know. Jesus Christ said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. So Imam Muhammad said, real freedom, because that's what America prides itself on. And America is the only country that I see that really offers the human being the freedom that our soul is big enough to handle. And our heart is big enough to handle. And our mind definitely is big enough to handle. But we can't handle it without this here. We can't handle it without the one that created the heart, the soul, the mind, and the spirit. And that is Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. Imam Muhammad says real freedom. Real freedom. He said the teaching of all revealed religion tells us that heaven must start in this life. Y'all hear that? Imam said the teaching of all revealed religion, that heaven must start in this life. In the world community of Islam, that's the name that he gave us when he took over from his father. He stopped calling us the Nation of Islam, and he began to call us the world community of Islam in the West. So that's but we know now that we even grew from that identity to a higher identity. And we will be touching up on these things and as it goes on, because we want the newcomers that might be listening to Religion Mean Alive for their first time to know and understand that God said he raises everything stage by stage. And one of the first stages that we begin to come into the proper understanding of religion, we will cause to see ourselves known as the world community of Islam in the West, because a new people and a new direction was being brought in by Almighty God. The light shining from the east even into the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And that mind is coming out of the West. It was the mind that was born from the womb of Sister Clara Muhammad and her husband that planted the seed in that womb, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad,
And when they came together, a son was produced, Imam Wahdi Muhammad, the one that the Muslim world called the Mujaddid, and the one that the United States of America, and when they eulogized Imam in the New York Times, they called Imam W.D. Muhammad the American Imam. So this one, this is who Imam Anfal Muhammad followed. This is who Imam Mubashir followed. And Imam Anfal Muhammad have studied what Imam Muhammad has said about religion, and he's bringing it. He's bringing it, brother and sister. Every Sunday and every day that he's on the airwaves, he's bringing that religion, that means alive to the human being, no matter what color you belong to. If you listen to that message, you will become alive as a human being, no doubt about it. Imam Muhammad says, the teachings of all revealed religion tells us that heaven must start in this life. In the world community of Islam in the West, we do not try to appeal to your emotions or to excite you to believe things that are not realistic. We are here to appeal to your senses and to wake up your mind so that you will be able to see what we are doing. And I hope my brother Imam Martina listened. That's that transparency, brother Imam. That's that transparency. And that's what the Imam W.D. Muhammad had brought to the world, that we have to have transparency. We have to know what we are doing in the daytime as well as in the night. Imam Muhammad says, when you understand what we are doing, you can then make a choice in broad daylight to take the straight way to truth or to take the way that leads you astray to the wrath of God. Imam Muhammad said, Islam does not seek to impose itself on anyone. Y'all hear that? Pat Robertson and all of you hypocritical Christians that want to try to make like Islam is such a bad religion. Listen to what Imam Muhammad says, the Mujaddid. He said, Islam does not seek to impose itself on anyone. Prophet Muhammad and all other prophets before him, may Allah be pleased with them, said that the way is an open way. Let him come who has the will to come. He who has no will to come, let him take his own way. Y'all hear that? People are not to be compelled to make decisions against their will. The divine aspect of religion is that you are totally free to make your own decision. Without being free to make your own decision, you're not ready to travel from God. You have to be free. God, Imam said, God does not want you to be a slave who has his hands and feet tied and who has his eyes closed. God wants you to be completely free, because being free is the only way you're going to arrive at truth. Know ye the truth, Christ Jesus said, and that was what set you free. I'm saying this here because I remember what the Bible scripture said. Then he coming up in Durham, North Carolina, Walltown, the St. John Baptist Church. I heard that read to me over and over again when I was a child. Know ye the truth. Because Christ Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. Imam Muhammad says, freedom is a long path with many struggles. You must face obstacles. You must face obstacles in the path and overcome them one by one until you reach the final goal. Freedom is not something that is suddenly put in your hands all at one time. Freedom is something that is realized step by step, stage by stage. The big problem with the Western way of life is the wrong idea about freedom. Y'all hear that? You say freedom, 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 Imam says. Imam says, you say freedom, freedom, freedom. But how much do you know about real freedom? The birth of the American spirit. This is what the Imam is teaching on. Imam Muhammad says, America was put on the map, a world nation, by English business people who had the wealth to pay for trips to the new land and the wealth to supply people to work in the new land. After years of domination by England, the American people decided that they did not want to be ruled by the mother country any longer. Imam Muhammad said, the people got together and said, We must have freedom. We must have liberty. Give us liberty or give us death. They eventually won their cause, not because they had the power alone, but because there was many other forces working in the world. There were forces that wanted to see the old world of the West embarrassed, both in Europe and outside of Europe. Many friends and much help came to American pioneers to support the colonies. With this help, America became an independent nation about 200 years ago. It's 238 years ago, because they just had a birthday July the 4th. That was the 238th year of America being in existence. Imam Muhammad says, on the history book, it was documented. It's only been in existence 238 years. Imam Muhammad said, America became an independent nation about 200 years ago, plus 238 years ago. But that independence was only a political independence. This is very important. But that independence was only a political independence, a false independence. Imam said a false independence. He says real independence did not come, and America remained a nation in bondage. The nation grew in progress, but its action during its growing process did not agree with its constitutional position that all men are created equal and that all men have a God-given right to freedom, to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. Y'all hear that? Imam said real independence did not come, and America remained a nation in bondage. The nation grew in progress, but its action during its growing process did not agree with its constitutional position that all men are created equal and that all men have a God-given right to freedom, to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. Imam said this conflict in the growth of America eventually brought about the end of chattel slavery and millions of Belalian people. When he said Belalian people, he's talking about the black man and woman in America stemmed from the slaves that were brought from the continent of Africa and put into slavery. We are the children that call themselves the Belalians, starting with the leadership of Imam Wanthan D. Muhammad, the first Belalian. And he named the rest of us that follow him to call ourselves and give ourselves an identity of one of our ancestors that were told to go up on top of the Kaaba and call their dad. His name was Bilal. So we named ourselves after him, the Bilalian. Why? Because his job was to call the whole of humanity to the worship of the one true God, the God that is not a white man, that is not a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He's the God that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. That's what Bilal called the world to. We are his children, and we are calling the whole of humanity back to the worship of the one true God. Imam Muhammad said, this conflict in the growth of America eventually brought about the end of chattel slavery, and millions of Bilalian people were physically free. That freedom, again, was just a move further in the path towards the real thing that the life of freedom was trying to manifest in America. Physical freedom came, but human freedom was not yet there, because although we were physically free as human beings, we remained slaves. Bilalian people did not have the human dignity of other people, and we were not recognized as equal citizens of the nation. We were called second-class citizens. We were laughed at, and we were mocked. Our niggas cannot make it without us. It would be best for us to send our niggas back to Africa. Imam Muhammad said we had to listen to this kind of degrading talk for generations after we were physically free. We heard as much of this kind of talk in the so-called liberal North as we heard in the South. This tells us that the people had not yet opened their eyes to the kind of human value for which they were sacrificing, struggling, and dying. They had not yet seen the value that they claimed to stand up for. In spite of their beautiful worded constitution, they were still treating human beings as though they were no more than animals put on the earth to be used, to be abused, and to be thrown out as trash. Think about our position right now. And just look around the world. Don't just look at Missouri out there. Don't just look at out there at what happened in that little town out there. Look what happened here in New York and Staten Island and Newark and Rhode Island and Connecticut and Chicago and Detroit and South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Mississippi, all around these places. Just start looking out before you look outside over there and what's happening in Israel between the Israelis and Palestinians. Let's look what is happening in America because charity started at home and then spread abroad. Imam Muhammad said, the hypocrisy of America. Y'all listen. The hypocrisy of America. Imam said hypocrisy is rampant in the history of America. Hypocritical people led our marches. Y'all hear that? Hypocritical people. You all should question yourself now. Who is it that is leading these marches? Imam Muhammad said hypocritical people led our marches and stood out in front of us saying, we must be free. The Negro, we must free. Excuse me. They stand out front saying, we must free the Negro. We must give the Negro his rights. Not feeling these words in their hearts. Imam said, not feeling these words in their hearts. The same people failed when they were put to the test. Yes, we believe that black people should not be chained or denied their rights, but we do not like to see them share with us in America as our equals. This is our America. That's what guys like Pat Robertson, Peter King, many of these are political leaders that fighting against President Obama. This is the kind of mindset they have right now. This is our America. We got to take America back. This is how they be talking. But listen what Imam said. He said, the newer generation do not say that the Lalians are still their slaves. But they keep reminding us that their fathers built up America. Y'all hear that? Imam said, they do not like to give us any credit for doing anything of value in the history of America. Before they managed to develop inventions like the cotton gin, our foreparents worked from sun up to sundown picking thousands and thousands of pounds of cotton in the blistering hot sun. We lost countless lives in foreign lands fighting wars for America. Yet, many Americans feel that we are not entitled to an equal share in the blessing of this land. They think that they owe us something, but not something of the same value that they owe themselves. Y'all hear that? Imam said, they owe us more than they owe themselves because they did not demand as much of themselves as they demanded of our fathers and mothers. America, the email says, America took their sweat, talking about what they did to our mothers and fathers. You ignorant ones that don't want to keep holding on to the white God that they've given you that is called Jesus Christ. Religion means a lie. We're not no racists. Jesus Christ never told nobody he was God. We have to speak truth to our Christian brother. Imam Alpha Muhammad is doing an excellent job in trying to get this truth that he heard Jesus Christ say, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is what religion made alive is about, trying to set you free in the manner that Christ Jesus, the one that you say you follow as a Christian. He said these words, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. Imam Muhammad said they took everything. Imam said they took everything from them, talking about our mother and father, and poured it down the drain so that their country would look good. We was brought here against our will and then raised to a mental form that was against our will. After that mental form had been brought into real form and the old form of our forefather had died, we willingly cooperated with our captors. They had to capture us both physically and mentally, and they even had to destroy us spiritually before they got us to become willingly subjects in America. They sapped us, all of our real human energy. Now, they owe us something for their action, and the leadership knows how much they owe us. Imam Muhammad says, America, a blessing and a curse. He said his second birthday, that was about centennial, of America is not going to be celebrated by us in the spirit of Thanksgiving. I remember the Imam gave a talk on the bicentennial. He says, we are not ready to celebrate in the spirit of Thanksgiving because we have not received enough from America to say thank you. We will celebrate, but we will celebrate in the spirit of hope. We congratulate the leaders of the nation for having recognized the signs of the time and for having responded well enough to survive. Imam said, we have the hope that they will continue to recognize the signs of the time until they have given us a reason to celebrate the birth of America and the true spirit of Thanksgiving. Imam said, brothers and sisters, America is the most difficult environment in which to live and to grow as human beings. America is a blessing, but as much as it is a blessing, it is also a curse. America's great blessing is the freedom to move until somebody else who is moving freely comes against you with a little more muscles than you have. What makes America so hellish is that everybody is free, so the weak are at the mercy of the strong. In other words, America is just a big jungle. In the jungle, the lions are free, the jackals are free, and the rabbits are free. All of them are free, but the one with the biggest muscle rules the jungle. In the jungle called America, everybody is free, and the people with the biggest muscle rule the jungle. If this was simply a natural jungle, we would survive because nature has given every creature of the jungle its own instinct for survival. Very seldom will you go in the jungle. Y'all listen. You now say very seldom will you go in the jungle and find all of the mammals of one species in bondage to another species. Y'all hear that? I'm going to read this again. Imam Muhammad said very seldom will you go in the jungle and find all of the members of one species in bondage to another species. Now think about our history as a people here in the United States of America for over 400 years. Imam Muhammad says, occasionally, you will find one rabbit in the mouth of a hound or one lamb in the mouth of a tiger, but you will seldom find a whole family in the mouth of a stronger creature. Imam Muhammad says, the pot of boiling poison. He say in America, the setting is unnatural. In America, the setting is unnatural. We are not governed by natural law. We have taken on a mentality that is self-destructive. America is not only interested in conquering other people, but America loves its own destruction. Any person with his eyes open will know that if you keep pouring lies out into the atmosphere, pretty soon the form of life in the atmosphere become false, pouring moral poison, spiritual poison, and mental poison into the open environment and time, you're going to poison the life of the nation. The West not only export poison, the West bred poison for its own society to feed on. The rulers of the West fed the Lalians one poison. They fed the American Indians another poison. They fed the Latinos another poison. And they fed their own children another poison. The result is that the society has become one big pot of boiling poison. The power and the strength of the American leadership today is only in its arsenal of destructive weapons. The rest of the world laughs at America or either they shake their heads in pity at her, America the Great has been reduced to a drunken picnic. Some of the things that came together to make America what she is today are spiritual people seeking an outlet to express their religious desire and material people looking for an outlet to grow maturely. Many races, many kinds of minds, and many differences come to America, and most of them have either been sick socially or sick spiritually. Most of the people, the email says, most of the people that came to this land came either because they did not like their own home or because they saw an opportunity here to put themselves in power. They came here for wealth and power, or they came here for freedom to demoralize others. Although there are many beautiful faces of America, these are some of her ugly faces. We are talking about the birth of the American spirit. Life does not spring up out of things smelling sweet. Life origin is in an odorous thing. We're talking about the odorous beginning of America so that we can see what kind of life has been formed here. For God's sake, I hope I can finish this here section before the show is over. Imam Muhammad said, if you take up the name of God and go out to do a great work, matters are no longer in your hands. No matter what your intentions may be. Your intentions may be to use God or to destroy God's work, but Almighty God takes the matter out of your hands. God would make himself known if a power rises up to destroy his identity or to conceal his truth. Almighty God himself begins to work in the crooked plan of the evil planner. The opponents of God may think that they are leading the show, But the invisible hand of the Almighty is always in control. Allahu Akbar. America could begin in the name of God, using God to get the people to rally behind them. Let's have a true democracy for God's sake. Let's have a land where all people can sing the praise of God for God's sake. Imam Muhammad said the dream of the founding fathers and the pioneers was to build a home for religious people. A home for every human being that had a clean desire for the world. The very people who worked to open the door on that dream were peddlers of vice and human misery. I'm going to read this again. Imam Muhammad said, the very people who worked to open the door on the dream for peddlers of vices were. They were peddlers of vices and human misery. They filled the earth with more things that worked to undermine the development of the human spirit, kill the human spirit, than any other people on the face of the earth. Our forefathers lost their freedom when the democracy builders came into power. Y'all hear that? Our forefathers lost their freedom when the democracy builders came into power. The American Indian lost their freedom when democracy builders came into power. So it was for every land. So it was for every land in which they managed to get a foothold. The people in other land had to give up their human dignity so that America, the small child, could boast a great victory for God and democracy. The contradiction in American words and her action are both plain and very serious. Reject the charity. Imam Muhammad said, we see America as a nation growing with a face of a human being in the front of her head, in the face of a diabolical beast in the back of her head. She became a raving, senseless monster that could not see or recognize the needs of other people. You may say, but America has given billions of dollars to develop other lands. Now, Muhammad said, you do not yet recognize that America's development program moves from comeback soldier with rifles and bombs to comeback soldiers with Bibles and crosses. Even though they have showed with theories of democracy, beans, flour, wheat, machinery, and industry, what is the real condition of the people? The people are complaining that even though they have more material comfort than they had before, they do not enjoy the same happiness and the same human dignity. As a result, the recipients of American charity have rejected America, and they have rejected democracy. The countries that once opened their doors to accept the transporters of democracy have now closed their doors and told Uncle Sam to go back home. The old generation of human corruptors for power's sake did not win any friends. Today, Imam Muhammad says, today, America looks at her beautiful record of charity and suffers at the heart. Those who receive the charity are not saying, thank you, America. If America would look at the death, the misery, and the ignorance that is exported along with its democracy, she could understand why the nations are no longer saying thank you for her charity. I have shared with you for the last almost hour and a half the mind, the spirit, the heart, the language of Imam Wafidi Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clown Muhammad, who's known around the Muslim world and through humanity as the Mujahid, among the learned in Christianity, among the learned in Judaism, among the learned in Islam. The Mujahid is one that comes to renew religion after it has been led astray by the ungodly people that know the power of religion and take religion and use it against the betterment and the upliftment of humanity. So God always keeps good people around. Don't you know, Imam taught us when he first came in the office to get us to see and understand something. He said, God have never been on the side of the bad people, and never will God be on the side of the bad people. He said, the only reason why bad people exist is because good people sat back and let them. Y'all hear me? Imam Muhammad says, in America, the people are motivated and dominated by belief in freedom. He said, if you try to correct someone, sooner or later, he will tell you, you have no right to tell me anything. I am free just like you. Imam said, freedom. Freedom has become an excuse to continue downhill and an excuse to be a failure with a sense of dignity. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear what the master teaches? Y'all hear what Elijah Muhammad's son is saying here? Sister Clara Muhammad's son is saying here? He said, freedom has become an excuse to continue downhill and an excuse to be a failure with a sense of dignity. He said, in America, people are free to become drunkards, free to be robbers, free to murder innocent and weak people, free to corrupt themselves, and free to poison the community. Who wants that kind of freedom, says Imam Muhammad? Who wants that kind of freedom? Imam Muhammad says, freedom. Freedom. Freedom is a beautiful word when it is in the right place. But it is as ugly a word as you can find when it is in the wrong place. Praises be to Allah, the one God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. You have been listening to Religion Mean Alive. I have been the stand-in host for the host of the show, Imam Alpha Muhammad, a wonderful, wonderful pioneer in the field of freedom, justice, and equality for all people. I know Bibi Imam Alpha, he's kind of been under the weather, brothers and sisters. We don't ask all of you to pray for Almighty God to restore his good health so he continues the good work that he's doing. And Buddy Man, I thank you, my brother, for allowing me to host your show. That shows me that the kind of faith that you have in your brother. I appreciate you, Buddy Man. I have traveled with you, I have slept with you, and I have worked with you. That's how the prophet says you get to know somebody. And I've seen you stand strong, Buddy Man, in front of people that objected you, misunderstood you, didn't quite see where you were coming from. But as I soldiered with you, worked with you, and slept with you, and seen what you were doing and trying to bring religion being alive back to the world, you are doing a marvelous job, and Allah's with you, Buddy Man. And the good believer, whether they be Christian, Muslim, or Jew, they'll hear your show, Religion Mean Alive. They can identify the good works that you are trying to meet out to the world, Buddy Man. So we pray to Almighty God that you to keep standing, Buddy Man. Strong, you and your family, your two sons, Alfred Muhammad Jr. and Joseph, your wife, Sister Fatima, the y'all family, the Muhammad family out there in New Jersey, Buddy Man, that you continue to stand up, man, and fight the good fight, Buddy Man, and keep religion Men Alive on the airwaves as long as you possibly can. And I hope that you get support from the listening audience. I don't, Brother Alfred Muhammad, are you still on the line? Brother Alfred? Muhammad Jr., you still on the line? I thought he was still on because I don't have the address of where you can send to help keep Religion Men Alive on the airwaves, because I think that what Imam Alfred Muhammad is doing is very important, trying to keep religion alive in the hearts and the minds of all people. Whether you're a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man, religion means alive. When you see it right, you become a new person. That's what Jesus Christ was trying to get the people to see when he say, I and you and me. Because Jesus Christ has the life word of God in him. And that's why he say, I come to give life and life in abundance. Never do we say, well, he come to die for the world. But we see where he said, God, I do not pray for the world. Now, you who say you're good followers of Jesus Christ, listen to what the prophet Jesus said. He said, God, I do not pray for the world. Pray for those that thou hast given me out of the world. And he himself said, I was in the world, but yet not of the world. Y'all have to have some understanding here, my Christian brothers and sisters, my Jewish brothers and sisters, my Muslim brothers and sisters. Christ Jesus was a prophet, one of the greatest prophets that God sent to humanity. We cannot lie on the prophets of God and think you're going to be accepted as a true believer of that prophet when you lie on the prophet. We can't lie on Adam. We can't lie on Abraham, Noah, Moses, and Jesus, and last of the prophet Muhammad, and those that came in between all of those prophets. We can't lie on God, brothers and sisters. We can't lie on God. God knows what's in the hearts and souls of every human being that stand upon this earth. And he says he created neither man nor jinn, except for one thing. And what is that? And that is the wish of him. We are not supposed to wish of men and women as though we're wishing in them and seeing them as God over us. There's a God over them. And that's the one that all humans should be wishing. We should be wishing the God that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And his proper name in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Allah, Allah is only a word, like God in English. When we say God in English, we're talking about the creator of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Most of us is talking about that one. We're not talking about the God that Pharaoh tried to play or tried to be. We're not talking about the God that the white man tried to be or the black man or the brown man or the red man. No, you're not no God. You didn't create your own self. So why can't you be my God? And God says to us in our holy book, who is these newcomers that come in here calling themselves God? Were they around when I created the sun, the moon, and the stars? Were they around? Think about that. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one God, one creator. And in the Arabic language, his name is Allah. And Allah is not a man. Allah is the creator. That's the name of the creator, the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And the one that created you and me, my beloved brothers and sisters. You have been listening to Religion Mean Alive. And we hope and pray that Imam Alpha will be back with us tomorrow. And I am in good health, because I know that this is something that he loved to do. He loves preaching and teaching the word of God to his people. And he's conscious that we are people. We have to take control of our needs, must have and can't do without. We can't put this in the hands of no white man, no brown man, no red man, no yellow man. Put this in the hands of our own selves, the people that were called niggers and colors and three-fifths of a human being. But Almighty God heard the cries and the prayers of our mothers and fathers, and he have answered them. He answered them with the religion that means alive. When we hear that religion in our hearts and our soul and our spirit, we will be on the road to our promised human destiny. I thank you for listening to me. And may God, peace, and blessings be upon each and every one of you. You have been listening to Religion Means Alive. I have been the host for the night, Brother Muvashia Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York. And I'd like to once again thank my beloved brother, Imam Alpha Muhammad, for giving me the opportunity to represent him on his show of Religion Means Alive. Tune in tomorrow from 6 o'clock to 7:30. Religion Means Alive. Your host will be Imam Alpha Muhammad. I greet you in peace. May Allah mercy peace and blessing be upon all of humanity as I greet you with the greetings of all of the prophets. Assalamu alaikum. May God, peace, and blessing be upon you.